This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, Knag. Simen Kuf Nun Gimel. We're in Sif Hey. The Rama said that if you purchased with the money collected wood or stones, then Kedusha is Chal. The Kedusha, the money is Chal on the wood and the stones. The Asa L'Shanoisan, you cannot change them. Rak L'Kedusha Chamura, only for a higher Kedusha. Vim Heviu Eitzim Avanum L'Tzorech Binyan Basic Nesses, if you brought wood and stones for the needs of the shul, Im Ba'u L'Yad Gabai, if it came to the hands of the Gabai, Asur L'Shanoisan, Rak L'Kedusha Chamura. You're now to change it only for a higher Kedusha. Question is why? It's only Hazmana. Hazmana is Milsa? Well, the same thing we said, if you collected money for wood and stones, the Kedushas Hadamim Mischal, the wood and stones, and you can't use it only for Kedusha Chamura. Likewise, if the wooden stones came into the hand of the Gabai, also can only be used for Kedusha Chamura. Then the Rama says, V'koidim shvel yad Gabai muto shenoisen. Before it comes to the hands of the Gabai, you could change it. But you can't retract. So we're up to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Yud Zayin. Chala Kedusha Sadamim. La Magin Avram Shekasavnu Elba Sivkatan Yud Gimel. Aser Lelavois Lelvoisan Vlitin Acherim Tachdam. According to the Magin Avramim Sivkatan Yud Gimel, we saw that if money was collected to build a shul, if the Gaboim want to borrow it and replace it, the Magen Avram says it's usher, because the Bailam want you to use this money dafka, and according to the Taz, it's mutter. So the same thing would be if you used money to buy wood, then you could not borrow the wood or the bricks and pay back others. According to the Magen Avraham, according to the Taz, it would be okay. V'asur l'shanoisan rak. You can't change it. This is going on that the Kedushas Damim is Chal on the wood and the stones, and you can't change it only for a Kedusha Chamura. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'yaf agav demuchach l'kamei b'siv ches, da'afilu im banua l'shem b'is ha'knesses, question. Why do we say that if you use money to buy bricks, you can't change it, but it's only hazmana, and hazmana lav milsahi? When do we say hazmana la milsa? That's if a shul collected money stam. They had chulin money. It's talking about where they had chulin money. They had money, they had a fund. There was a discretionary fund. There was some kind of fund that the shul had. Where they got the money from, I don't know, they got a Yerusha, they got a grant. So then, if the money is coming from a secular fund and they used it to buy wood, then if the wood wasn't used, hazman alav milsahi. But, see, that's, now we're learning a chiddush. Yes, hazman alav milsa, but if the money was collected for a darvash of a kedusha, then we don't say that. Hasamai shalei nasa beis knesai degvias mois shagavut sarcha mibnei yair. Ela shekanu akamim ois chulin shagavu stam. Ois shekol echad hevi eitzei v'avna yubanu beis haknesses. Or people just brought wooden stones to build a shul. Avo kishen nigin. But when you collected money explicitly for a shul, then you can't change it even if you didn't daven there. Or Or if you still have the money that was collected, or the wood or the stones that you purchased, like the Mechaber and the Rama Paskin. V'hatam, the reason is, Yesh oimim, mishum tekvar baliyad gabai. Some say it already came into the hands of the gabai. Once money was given to the gabai, you can't retract. Or once wood or stones is given to the hand of the gabai, you can't retract. Why can't you be mater neder and be oiker lemafreya? We just had an Ion Shir on that in Masechta Nedarim a blot ago. In other words, why can't by tzedakah, why can't you be mater neder and then take it back? Why doesn't that work? What happens when you give it to the gabai? Is it because the way Hataras Nedarim works is asi dibur mevatel dibur, but once you give it to the gabai, you did a maisa, so lo asi dibur mevatel maisa? Does something happen when you give it to a... The keys are on the table. Does something happen when you do a maisa? Is there a maisa by giving it to the gabai? V'chein im yesh adayin mo'is. That seems to be the svara. Look at the recent Ion share. I'll send it to you. I'll show you after the share. The Magen Avraham says that since the money was collected from the residents of the city for a shul, it's a bizoyin if you change it. Now it's interesting, the Magen Avraham has a svara that if you give money to a shul, you can't borrow it. It can't be borrowed and used other money. Because the Bailam Dafka wants you to use that money. Some achronim say that there's another reason that it's a bizayon if you change the money. Okay. Now, v'im heviu eitzim, b'chulu, l'fi perish ha-magen avram, ma'iri kan, shaloi holchul, l'ka be'itzoy, some of ne'a ir. So this is a new case. If wood or stones were brought, l'tzorech, binyam beis ha-kneses, then if it came to the hand of the gabai, you can't change it. Says the Magen Avraham, says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Magen Avraham, who holds you now to borrow and replace Mayri Kan Shaloi Holchu. So we're saying if the wood or the stones came, if they brought wood and stones, then we say if it came to the hand of the Gaba, you can't change it. Only for Kedusha Chamura. But before, you could change it. So the question is, why could you change it before it came to the hand of the gabai? The Magen Avraham's opinion is, you can't change it because dafka, you want the mitzvah to be done with this wood. Right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by. That the Ramah says that wood and stones before it comes to the hands of the gabai, you could change it. Well, how does that fit into the Magen Avraham? So the Mishnah Berurah says, l'fi perish ha-Magen Avraham, according to the explanation of Magen Avraham, Mayri Khan, we're talking about here, Shalai Hochu Lekabitz Oysam Ibnei Yair, where you didn't go to gather it from the people of the city. If you went to gather it, then they gave it only for that. You can't change it. Dezeloi Gri Migavu Mois, because if you gathered it from them, that's no worse than if you collected money, that it can't be changed. Elosh Nimtsu Rabim Shehisnadvu Me Atzman Veviu. Rather, we're talking about you found many that donated on their own, and they brought it. If you gather the wood and the stones from them, that's like collecting money. But if people came on their own and they brought it, then you could change it before it came to the hand of the Gavis. So does that mean, according to the Magen Avraham, if people donated money on their own, then you could borrow that money? It's only if you collected it from them that you can't borrow that money. V'ayim bebir halacha, dir maschal ein mashanim. Okay, we're going to hold it over here today. And we're not going to do the Chavetz Chaim. And we'll see everybody, Be'ez Hashem, on Monday.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.